Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldar and Dir Maseches Nazir Daf Yud, the second parak, Harni Nazir. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, if one said Amra Para Zo Harini Nazira Imo Medesani, this cow says I'm a Nazir if I stand up, or Omra Delas Hazet Harini Nazira Im Niftachani, this door says I'm a Nazir if I am open. Beisham may say he is a Nazir, and Beisel will say he is not. Rebuta presents a different version of the Malchukas as he did in the previous Mishnah. Rami Bar Chama explains that the Mishnah is discussing a cow lying before him, and the person said to himself, Kasavura Parazo Eina Omedes, this cow thinks it cannot get up. Harini Nazir Mavsari Im Amda Ma'alea Va'amda Ma'alea. I'm a Nazir from its meat if it gets up on its own, meaning, in this imaginary statement, that a cow wishes, so to speak, it could get up, and that someone should become a Nazir from its meat if it succeeds, and it stood up on its own. A similar interpretation would apply to a door that appeared jammed. Although he never declared his own Naziris, we assume that he tends to accept what he expresses as the cow's declaration. The Malchokas then is identical to the previous Mishnahs, where one declared to be a Nazir from figs. Here, too, where Naziris from meat is patently impossible, Beishami consider it a Nazir's declaration followed by an ineffective retraction, and Beisil do not. Point number two, the Gemara asks, if Beishami are following their position in the previous Mishnah, why does the Mishnah need to teach multiple cases? It explains, if only the case of figs was taught, one might think that only there do Beishami say he's a Nazir, because they can be confused with grapes, both being fruit, and he may have intended to say, from grapes, and mistakenly said figs, of a bas ba'navi mo michalev. But meat is not confused with grapes, so perhaps Beis Shammai would agree he's not a nuz, because one could think the reason in the case of figs is not, as Rami Bar Chama explained, but rather because the vower simply misspoke. If only the case of meat was taught, one may think that only meat would be confused with grapes because they are grouped together in the Torah as opposed to figs. The Rosh explains that the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Al tihi besoveh yayin v'zoli basar lamod, do not be of those who guzzle wine or glut themselves on meat. If these two were taught, they could both be because of errors, but Beis Shammai would agree in the case of a door, where no error is possible, that he's not a Nazir. This final case clarifies that Beis Shammai's reason must be, as Rami Bar Chama explained. And point number three, Rava objects to Rami Bar Chama's interpretation based on the language of the Mishnah, and finally explains, Kugonda Amar Hini Nazir Mipsari Imula Amda Ba Amda Me'alel. It's a case where he said, I'm a Nazir from its meat if it does not stand up, and it stood up on its own. Beis Shammai holds, Torvi Da'u Gabram Shim Okma Bidehu. The man's intent is to stand it up with his hands, and he did not. So he's a Nazir, since Beis Shammai additionally hold that a declaration of a Nazir from meat is effective, as Rami Bar Chama explained above. Beis Hillel disagree and say that his intent was that it merely should stand up, which it did. Beside that, Beis Hillel would not consider a Nazir's declaration from meat to be valid anyway. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Amra para zo harin nazira, imo medesani, this cow says, I'm a Nazir if I stand up, Omer Adela says Zeharini Nazira im Niftachani, or this door says, I'm a Nazir if I am opened, Beis Shammai say he is a Nazir, and Beis Hillel say he is not. Rebuta presents a different version of the Malchukas as he did in the previous Mishnah. Rami Bar Chama explains that the Mishnah is discussing a cow lying before him, and the person said to himself, Kasavura Parazo Eina Omedes, this cow thinks it cannot get up. Harini Nazir Mavsari im Amda Ma'alea Va'amda Ma'alea. I'm a Nazir from its meat if it gets up on its own, meaning, in this imaginary statement, that a cow wishes, so to speak, it could get up, and that someone should become a Nazir from its meat if it succeeds, and it stood up on its own. A similar interpretation would apply to a door that appeared jammed. Although he never declared his own Naziris, we assume that he tends to accept what he expresses as the cow's declaration. The Malchokas then is identical to the previous Mishnahs, where one declared to be a Nazir from figs. Here, too, where Naziris from meat is patently impossible, Beis Shammai consider it a Nazir's declaration followed by an ineffective retraction, and Beis Hillel do not. Point number two, the Gemara asks, if Beis Shammai are following their position in the previous Mishnah, why does the Mishnah need to teach multiple cases? It explains, if only the case of figs was taught, one might think that only there do Beis Shammai say he's a Nazir, because they can be confused with grapes, both being fruit, and he may have intended to say, from grapes, and mistakenly said figs, of a bas ba'navi mo michalev. But meat is not confused with grapes, so perhaps Beis Shammai would agree he's not a nuz because one could think the reason in the case of figs is not, as Rami Bar Chama explained, but rather because the vower simply misspoke. If only the case of meat was taught, one may think that only meat would be confused with grapes because they are grouped together in the Torah as opposed to figs. The Rosh explains that the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Al tihi besoveh yayin v'zoli basar lamod, do not be of those who guzzle wine or glut themselves on meat. If these two were taught, they could both be because of errors, but Beis Shammai would agree in the case of a door, where no error is possible, that he's not a nazir. This final case clarifies that Beis Shammai's reason must be, as Rami Bar Chama explained. And point number three, Rava objects to Rami Bar Chama's interpretation based on the language of the Mishnah, and finally explains, Kagon da'amra hini nazir mipsari imu la'amda ba'amda me'alel. It's a case where he said, I'm a nazir from its meat if it does not stand up, and it stood up on its own. Beis Shammai holds, Torvi da'u gabim shim okma bidehu, ba'alu okma. The man's intent is to stand it up with his hands, and he did not. So he's a nazir, since Beis Shammai additionally holds that a declaration of a nazir from meat is effective, as Rami Bar Chama explained above. Beis Hillel disagreed and said that his intent was that it merely should stand up, which it did. Beside that, Beis Hillel would not consider a nazir's declaration from meat to be valid anyway. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I'm a nazir if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, and said about the cow, I am a nazir if it does not stand up. And to his surprise, the cow suddenly stood up on its own. Once again, slow motion. The minion of Yidden, that must be Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I am a nazir if I stand up. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Amra par zoharini nazira imo medesani, this cow says, I am a nazir if I stand up, or this door says, I am a nazir if I'm open, Beis Shammai say he is a nazir, and Beis Hillel say he is not. Rami Bar Chama explains that the Mishnah is discussing a cow lying before him, and the person said to himself, this cow thinks it cannot get up, I'm a nazir from its meat if it gets up on its own, meaning in this imaginary statement that the cow wishes it could get up and that someone should become a nazir from its meat if it succeeds and it stood up on its own. So the minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with a very hairy and lazy cow which kept saying, I'm a nazir if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Mishnah need to teach multiple cases of the figs, meat, and door. So the minion of Yin, who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, and said about the cow, I'm a nuzzer if it does not stand up, and to his surprise, the cow suddenly stood up on its own, which reminds us. Rav objects to Rami Bar Chama's interpretation based on the language of the Mishnah, and finally explains it's a case where he said, I'm a nazir from its meat if it does not stand up, and it stood up on its own. Beis Shammai hold the man's intent is to stand it up with his hands, and he did not, so he's a nazir, since Beis Shammai additionally hold that a declaration of nazirs from meat is effective. Beis Hillel disagreed and said that his intent was that it merely should stand up, which it did. So once again, the minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I'm a nazir if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walked right past a door that wouldn't open, and said about the cow, I'm a nazir if it does not stand up, and to his surprise, the cow suddenly stood up on its own. All right, now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The nazir who took the sword, that must mean we're on Daf Vav. The nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of nazirus, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that if one accepted two consecutive nazirus terms and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day and the second on the 61st day, and instead shaved on the 30th, it is valid, and he shaves for the second nazirus on the 60th day, which is the 31st, beginning from the day he shaved. The Gemara explains that this is not a steer to Rav Masna, since he holds mixes a yom kukul, part of the day counts as a full day, and the Mishnah is coming to teach that this principle applies even with a case of two consecutive nazirus terms, that the 30th day can be counted both as the final day of the first term and the first day of the second term. So the nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become tamei that day, which reminds us. The Mishnah teaches that if a nazir became tamei on the 30th day of nazirus, so says the kol, he forfeits the entire term and must begin again after completing the tahara process. This only applies if he became tamei during the nazirus term, but not after. This Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Pada, who holds the nazirus is only 29 days, and the tumah thus occurred after the nazirus term ended. Bar Pada responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Eliezer, who says that he forfeits only 7 days, which means he is postponed until he becomes tahor, but does not forfeit any actual days. We see the Rebbe Yezer holds that his nazirus is finished before the 30th day, and we should assume the Rabbanan agree on this point, but they consider the rabbinically added 30th day to be part of his nazirus term, and tumah then causes forfeiture of his entire term. So then Nazu took the sword with his hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus, was distraught when he was informed that he had become tummy that day, and shredded with his hairy sword his plan to be on Nazir for 100 days, lest he become tummy on the last day. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days became tummy on the 100th day, the Tanakhama says he forfeits the entire 100 days, and Rabbi Yehuda says he only forfeits 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda darshans the pasuk, Zos Torah San Nazbi Yom Ros Yemei Nizro. This is the law of the Nazir on the day of his completion of his Naziris, which teaches, Nitma B'yom Ros, 10 Lo Torah's Nazir. If he became tummy on the day of completion, give him the law of his standard Nazir. There is a special dispensation given for Tumah on the final day that he only must begin a 30-day Naziris and not his entire term. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a clay Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun, that must be more Dav Zayin, clay Zayin, gun. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world. Which reminds us, if one said, Harni Nazir Akas Gadola, Harni Nazir Akas Katana, I'm a Nazir for a great Naziris, or I'm a Nazir for a minor Naziris, Afil Mikanban Silva Olam Nazir Shoshim Yom. Or even if he said, from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe. Which reminds the Gemara teaches the difference between one who says he's a Nazir mikanva ad makom ploni, and I'm a Nazir like the dust of the earth, like the hair on my head. Days of a journey, which can be counted, are understood to mean the length of a single Naziris. Dust and hair on the head, which cannot practically be counted, so the duration of Naziris cannot be determined, is understood to be innumerable standard Naziris terms. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, was distracted by a man who declared loudly, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harni Nazir Shloshim Yom B'Sha'achas, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, Nazir Shloshim Echod Yom She'ein Nazir Shoshaos, he's a Nazir for 31 days, because Naziris is not measured in hours, only days. So it's ruled the same way as one who declared himself a Nazir for 31 days. Rav said that this only holds true if he said, I'm a Nazir for 31 days. But if he said, Shloshim Yom B'Yom Echod, 30 days and 1 day, he's a Nazir for 2 full terms. Dav Ches. So the Simmer Dav Ches is a challah, and we often use a baker. So here goes. The baker who found a hair in his challah, baker, challah, that must be more Dav Ches, challah. The baker who found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, I'm a Nazir for a box full, which reminds us, one who says I'm a Nazir for a house full or for a box full, both can know. So we ask him about his intent. Im Amar Akas Gadol Nazar Din Nazir Lamin Yom. If he says, I vowed one large Naziris, he's a Nazir for 30 days, and his intent was to express the difficulty of the Naziris. Im Amar Stam Nazar Din, and if he said, I vowed Naziris without specific intent, but meant for the words to be interpreted naturally, we see the box as if it's full of mustard seeds, and he is a Nazir all his days. So the baker found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, I'm Nazir for a box full, learned that the box might have been filled with challah rolls or poppy seeds, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, instead of measuring a box full in terms of mustard seeds, let us be makel and view it as it's filled with gourds or melons, which is a finite amount, and being countable would affect a single Naziris from the number of days parallel to the box full of gourds. Chizki answered, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Adam machnis atzmo ledavish hasfeko chamur mevadai. A person will bring himself to a circumstance whose status of doubt is more stringent than its certainty. So the baker found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, I am Nazir for a box full, learned that the box might have been filled with challah rolls or poppy seeds, and realized that due to a stringent ruling regarding a safek, he may have just committed himself to a lifelong Naziris. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, who said in a Mishnah about a Naziris, like the hair on my head, that he does not observe perpetually repeating terms. Rather, he observes a single Naziris term lasting his lifetime and may never cut his hair. Here, too, the mustard seed interpretation would engender a single lifelong Naziris. And since Naziris has definitely taken effect, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to rule stringently. Dav Tes. So the Simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. So once again, in slow motion. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea. That must be on Dav Tes. Teapot. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she is a Nazira from dried figs, which reminds us, if one said harini nazimina grogosmin hadvela, I'm a Nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs, neither of which are forbidden by Naziras, Beisham may say he becomes a Nazir, Beisila say he does not. The Gemara asks why Beisham would consider this a valid declaration of a Naziras, and explains that Beisham holds like Rabbi Meir, who says, Ein adam motzi dvarav levatala, a person does not express his words for nothing. Therefore, since his declaration at face value would be meaningless, we reinterpret it as a declaration to be a Nazir, followed by an attempt to retract by adding from figs. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a Nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a mission from Menachos, which states, if one says, Hari alai mincha lahavi mina saorim, it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which must be brought from wheat, yavi mina chitim, he must bring one from wheat. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from bringing anything, so he's nadiv kederach hamisnadvim, because he did not donate in the way of donors. He holds that since the neder is meaningless as is, because one cannot vow to bring a mincha, a barley, it's invalid and not reinterpreted. The Gemara asks who the Tanakama is who obligates the vower in a normal mincha. Chizki initially explains that it's Beis Shammai who said that a declaration of Naziris from figs, which is equally meaningless, nevertheless renders him a Nazir. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a Nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley. And when she was informed of her mistake, said, if she had known, she would have vowed to bring a mincha from wheat. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki and says that the Tanakama can agree with Beis Hillel. The cases where the vow was said afterwards, Ilu hayisi yodea she'ein nodrin kach, unadati kach el kach. If I would have known that one cannot vow like that, meaning bringing a mincha from barley, I would not have vowed like that way, rather like this, meaning from wheat, which is the correct neder. This plausible explanation is accepted, and his neder is thus valid. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to be machok is whether one who says it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley is chayv to bring a mincha from wheat? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 2. Which daf if one said I'm a Nazir from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for only 30 days? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 3. Which of the one who says, I'm a Nazir for a boxful, we must determine what his specific intent was. That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number 4. Which of the Rabbah said that the cow case is where the man said, I'm a Nazir if the cow stands up, and the cow stood up. That's on Dav. Yud. Good. Number 5. Which of the one said, I'm a Nazir like the hairs on my head, he has endless Nazir's terms since hair cannot practically be counted as opposed to days, which can. That's on Dav. Zion. Good. Number 6. Which stuff to be a case where a cow won't get up and it's as if it's saying, I'm a Nazir if I stand up? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number 7. Which stuff to be a case Beisham Beisila, whether one who says that they are a Nazir from dried figs becomes a Nazir or not? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 8. Which have they learned why the Mishnah need to have multiple cases of figs, meat, and the door opening of Beis Shammai's position is the same? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which Duff do we learn that we believe someone who said, if I would have known that one cannot vow a mincha from barley, I would have vowed the correct way from wheat? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 10. Which Duff do we machokas if the length of a stum naziris is 29 or 30 days? That's on Duff. Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.